for a long time. Peace and happiness has been hard to find, but God has shown me the way. He said that he would be with me every day. That's why. That's why.
This Jesus
news. Yeah. Back on the grind again. I know it's been a little while, but it's time again. Folks ask the crate, where you gon' rhyme again? I'm like, hold up, give me time, my man. See a lot of things change, some stay the same. Went from H-Town to D-Town to Memphis, man. One thing, it's a show everywhere I go. People caught up in themselves, money causing closure. They talk about it all the time and put it in their songs. They drive around and play it loud like it ain't nothing wrong. And all they talk about is simple stuff. Got everybody acting bad, thinking that they a thug. And they trying to drown me out, but now they ain't gon' count me out. I got a backpack full of tracks, plus I keep a Johnny Max so we can pound it out. Plus I'm bumping these Jesus beats whenever they seeing me. People looking all confused, cause every one of my tunes is screaming Jesus beats. I was bumping that Trip Lee, BJ rolling with me. Both our heads nodding like we dozing or we tipsy. But we ain't been drinking, man. Now this song just banging, man. Got us screaming Jesus out the window while we changing lanes, while we just
riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, down, top, top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
If you hear that bass bang, and you see us in your streets, that stuff your boys playing, man, it's gon' be them Jesus beats.
Nah, really.
That stuff we bumpin' ain't that lean with it, rock with it.
Nope.
It's that change of life, and please let the rock hit.
All the stuff that we bump here to Santa Cruz.
Crush 116, I pray to grace.
Crush
lost that fan, but we damn with grace. And the stars all start, but we fan of light. Never Santa Ray. Suicide to the good, we the fan who like, cause the gospel is good. In the past, I don't think y'all understood. Now y'all done been stuck, let us out in your hood.
Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
You like music from rap to gospel, but you probably never heard nobody rap the gospel. Different sound, but the truth the same. With no choirs, no bands, but the truth remains. We got fam in the clicks at the booth the flames. Ain't news that the Philly like deuce of flame. If you're lost in the flow, don't lose the name. It's Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews, my man. This ain't entertainment, dog, it's time to truth. But you'd rather hear a song about shiny coops? Nope, not fat, not gat, not killer rap. 100% Christ, the blood spiller rap. Y'all feeling that? Rap rapped with the gospel truth. Hey, Trip, y'all really back. Y'all feeling that? Rap rapped with the gospel truth. Hey, Trip, y'all really back.
Call you hear that boom bell. And you hear some dudes rap. It ain't them folks that boast. It's folks that tell you where the truth
okay,
at.
Okay.
We don't wanna hear bad dimes and dope.
Nope.
We don't wanna hear bad nines and smoke.
Nope.
We don't wanna hear bad moving packs and foolish cats who lying boast.
Nope.
We do wanna hear bad Christ that came.
Yeah.
We do wanna hear how lives have changed.
Yeah.
We do wanna hear how God is pleased. And theology at the Bible, man.
Okay.
It's Jesus music, turn heads. So turn it up and let them know.
Let
and now we do, he's first. And it's Jesus music, better
broke
shit. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding with my top down, top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
Never been a time in my life when he didn't love me. There's never been a time in my life when he didn't care. There's never been a time in my life when he did not comfort me. Oh, can't nobody beats God, being God. There's never been a time in my life when he didn't love me. There's never been a time in my life when he did not care for me. There's never been a time in my life when he did not comfort me. Oh, can't nobody beat God, being God. Oh, Buddha couldn't do it. He's still in the grave. Muhammad couldn't do, or he'd have made his own death behave. Confucius couldn't do it, he did not survive. God is the only one, he's still alive. Muhammad just could not do, or he'd have made his own death behave. Oh, Confucius couldn't do it, he did not survive. God is the only one, he's still alive. Can't nobody be.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Today we're going to talk about overcoming the deceitfulness of riches. So I'm going to talk to you today about money and material wealth. All right? So don't leave. I was talking to somebody this week, and they were talking to me about a fellow that they met. It's a good Christian guy, but he grew up in a Methodist church. In all the years that he grew up, he never heard a message on money. And the first time that when he moved to a big city, grew up in a little country town, moved to a big city, went to another Methodist church, and the minister got up there and started talking about money, and he got up and left. Said he was insulted. Should never talk about stuff like that in church. Somebody should have told Jesus. Amen. You know, we are in a kingdom, and every kingdom has a monetary system. Amen. We're not going to talk so much about that. We're going to talk about the deceitfulness of riches. Amen. And we had just finished a couple of weeks ago talking about putting on the whole armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles, the word wiles, W-I-L-E-S, literally means the methods or the tricks, the craftiness, the cunning, and the deceitful ways. So if you're going to stand against Satan's methods, because let me tell you, he does have a strategy that he has developed against your life. Satan has a plan for you, and he has a strategy to overcome you. Believe me, every person in here under the sound of my voice, he's developed a strategy against you. And if you're going to be able to overcome that strategy, then you're going to have to be clothed in the whole armor of God. And the first piece of that armor is the belt of truth. Hallelujah. That means that you need to be clothed in truth. All the way around, truth. The last piece of armor that Paul talks about is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, which is the same thing, just a different manifestation of it. So the Word is both protection, and the Word is also offensive. That's why it's a double edge, the two-edged sword. That sword comes out of your mouth. It is the truth. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." And then Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me." Then he said, "I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost, who is the Spirit of truth." So if you're going to associate with God, there's no way that you can get around becoming acquainted with the truth or the knowledge of God, the knowledge of God's will, the knowledge of God's word. And Jesus said, "If you're my disciples, you will continue in the word, and you shall know the what? Truth." You got to continue in it, not dibble and dabble in it, but a continual process of being diligent and consistent. Tell your neighbor, say, diligent and consistent. Yeah, you got to be diligent and consistent in the word of God, and you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Well, I found out, what will the truth make you free from? It make you free from poverty? Make you free from sickness and disease? Make you free from worry and fear? Truth will set you free from anything that Satan has designed to destroy your life. And the Bible says that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he can't do that unless he can do one of two things, or both. Either he has to keep you ignorant. Tell your neighbor, say, ignorance is a curse.
Ignorance is a curse.
If you walk in ignorance, you walk in the curse. So Satan knows that he had to keep you from knowledge of the truth, knowledge about God. For him to be able to steal, kill, and destroy, he either got to keep you ignorant, where you just don't know. Ignorance is just a lack of knowledge, where you just don't know. Or he has to deceive you. In other words, he has to pull you away from the truth. The word to deceive or to deceive means this. It means to cause to stray, to lead astray, to lead aside from the right way. All these things what Satan will do. To go astray, to wander, to roam about, which means you can do it on your own. You can deceive yourself. You can wander away from the truth. You can go astray on your own. You can deceive yourself. It means to lead away from the truth. That's what Satan is good at, leading people away from the truth.